We're on Masechtas Nedorim, Daf Beis, Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Ran. We had learned last night the Shita Saran, that the Ran was Maichiyah from our Mishnah, that a Shvue does not need a Haskoras Hashem. Because if a Shvue would need a Haskoras Hashem, then I would not need the chiddush of kinuye shvuis kishvuis, because dal the kinuy, he said the Shem, and Hashem alone gives it a teira shvuah. That's what the Ram said. Ve'ike lakshuye. So now he asks Akasha on this yisof, midamrinen bepeirek shvuah seides. The Gemara says in Perik Shvuah Seides, Taflamateim at Beis, this is a Baraisa, the Shvuas Haedis Boi Hashem. Shvuas Haedis needs Hashem. Now, before we go further, let us just elaborate for 1 minute, what is the tzir of Shvuas Haedis? Shvuas Haedis is, let us be Megashim Dinyin, Reuben lent Shimon $100 in front of Tuwaida. Now, Reuben comes to Shimon and says, give me the $100. So Shimon says, I never borrowed anything from you. So he comes to the two Eidim. You were there, you witnessed the Halvor, come to Bezin and say, hey, this, they're not too cooperative. So he says, Mashbiani aleichem shetavoyu v'teiduni. I mashbia you, you should come and say, hey, this. And the Ktsois, in Simen Tzadik Vov, Sivkot and Gimel explains the Shvua that since Medina Yemachuyev to say Eidus, I can be Mashbia you to come and say Eidus. That means I'm enhancing your Chiyuv. You're Mechuyev now to say Eidus Mikoyach Shvua. And they said, Eini Yedei Elecho Eidus. They said, I don't know anything, wasn't there, I don't know what you're talking about. So they were Koyfer in their capabilities of saying Eidus, and then they bring a cold. That is the tzir of Shvuas Haedis. So the Gemara says that Shvuas Haedis boishem mashbiani aleichem b'shem shetavoyu v'tadun. You can't say somebody mashbiani aleichem. You need askaras Hashem. B'chidafinin hosam ola ola misoite. And the Gemara learns out, it says there b'sham akoy lolo, and by soite it says ola. And just like by Soite, the halacha is that you need Hashem, so who are then by Shvuas Haedis you need Hashem? So we see Shvua needs Hashem. Tiritz Rabbeinu Tam Zal. So Rabbeinu Tam answered, Dahani Mili B'mushba Mipi Achei. So Rabbeinu Tam said, that is true, certain Shvuas need Hashem. Let's not make a generality. Certain shvuas need Hashem, mushba mipi achere. Tami saite gamrinilo, because let us be elech. The Gemara says shvuas ha'edis needs Hashem. You learn out from saite that there's askoras Hashem. In these two cases, my saite shem mushba mipi koyin. She's mushba from the koyin. Avol be mushba mipi atzmai loy boi Hashem. Or if a person swears alone, then you don't need Hashem. So Mamela is so Shalom al Yisrael. So our mission is speaking about a Shvuas Bitui. A person is swearing Shvuas Shloyechol Kikazeh, Shvuas Shloyechol Kikazeh. This Shvuas does not need Haskoras Hashem. So Mamela, so we have to know that Kinuye Shvuas Kishvuas. There's a Bazunda Alocha of Mushba Mipi Acherim, a different type of a Shvuas. A Shvuas Mipi Acherim needs Hashem. So the Ran says, Amir the Koloshin, V'tameini Olov, Peh Kodosh, Eich Omadov Ozeh. The Helike Rabbeinu Tam, who had such a Peh Kodosh, how could he say such a thing, which Lemaise is so wrong? How could a Peh Kodosh make such a terrible mistake? The Omrinim B'Soy Peh Shvuas Tayim Basra. The Gemara says, Shvuas, Soy Peh Shvuas Tayim Basra, Da moitzi omen achashvue ke moitzi shvue mipiv domit. That if a person answers omen after someone else's shvuah, that see, someone is mashbiah him. For example, someone, Reuven comes over to Shimon, mashbiani olecho shaloitoichel boso. I mashbiah, you shouldn't eat boso. And he says, amen. From a mele, it's equivalent, ke'ilu, he said, I'm swearing, shvuah shaloitoichel boso. So ha'oina amen, ache shvuah, kemaitse shvuah mipiv dami. That's what the Gemara says in Seif Shvuah Shtayim Basra. The Yafina Lomi Saita, in the Mekor of this halacha is from Saita. The Siva Omra Ha'isha Omein Omein, Kloima Vahavi Kimishpas Mipi Atzma Yechamayshe Penish Rashi Zal Shom, Beperik Shvuah Sa'edis, the e loy afilam mushbas mipiachem loy habi. The Gemara says over there as follows. By soite, the koyin is mashbiya the soite. And what does he say? Is mashbiya shaloi sotiso. Now, what does she say? All she says is omein. Now, if we will assume that a omein after a shvuah is like, I'm saying what you said. So Memela, the kohen says, loy sotiso. She says, amen. So she's swearing, loy sotiso. That's if you hold a amen ach a shvuah, kemaitse shvuah mipivdom. If we will not say this yisod, so what did she do? Why is she mechuyev? What, his shvuah, the kohen shvuah, what does it have to her? That means she didn't say anything. So, al kolchoch, all she said is omen. See, if you say omen is, I'm repeating what you said. So, I'm swearing loy sotisi. If you'll say omen is not kemaitzi shvumi pivdomi, so memele, so the kohen says, he's mashbiya shaloy sotisa, and donish. So, what does the shvuah have to her? So the Gemara learns out from Saita that a'ayna omen acha shvuah kemaitzi shvuah mipidlam. V'haynu taima disnan hoso ba'af al gavde b'shvuahs bitui de mushba piyacherem potter kol heiche sha'ona omen chaye. And therefore the Gemara also says by a shvuah's bitoy, if Reuven will come over to Shimon, as we mentioned before, and Reuven will tell Shimon, shvuah shaloi toich al boso, and Shimon says, amen, so Shimon is not allowed to eat boso. Bekitza, we learn out from Saite that ha'oina amen ach shvuah is kemaitzi shvuah mipid, it's equivalent that the amen, ein amen is he saying the shvuah. Now let's review what we just had learned till now. The Ran had brought a kasha that the Ran had said that a shvuah does not need a shem. That was what the Ran had said. He proved it from our Mishnah. So he asked a kasha. The Gemara says in shvuahs that by shvuahs ha'edis, if someone is mashbiya edim, you need haskaras Hashem. If a person says, Mashbiani alecha shetavoy v'teiduni, you have to say, Mashbiani alecha b'shem Hashem. And the Gemara says, how do we know this? We learned this out from Saita. Allah, Allah, mi Saita, Saita also, the Kain also was Maskir b'shem. So, the Ram brought down the kasha, I just said before that a shvuah does not need Hashem. The Gemara in shvuah says, shvuah say this needs Hashem. We learn out from Saita that Saita needs Hashem. So, how does this stem? So the Rabbi Netam said, the different sugim of shvuahs, there's mushba mipi acherim, mushba bi acherim, that shvuah se'edis, that soite, that needs Hashem. Our Mishnah is speaking about he's making his own shvuah, shvuahs bitui. If he's making his own shvuah, then you do not need Hashem. That was the Rabbi Netam's teretz. So the Rana tzich kechapai toho, shem shamayim, I beg your pardon, Saita is mushba b'piachem and mushba b'yatzmai. Saita is mushba b'yatzmai. The Gemara learns out from Saita. Ha'oimer omein ache shvue ke moitzi shvue mi pibdomi. So seite is mushme be piyatsmoi. And there you need a shem. So my mailer, so the kash is a moira di kikash. And what did the Rabbi Natam answer? Seite is mushme be piyatsmoi, cause oimer omein ache shvue ke moitzi shvue mi pibdomi. Va'av al pikein. You need a shem. So what did the Rabbi Natam say? Dafke mushme piyachem. It's not true. Seite is mushme be piyatsmoi. Now, before we go to the Ranz Mahalach, I'd like just to mention what the Achroinim want to say to Bim Yashiv the Pe Kodesh. The Rabbi Natam knew all this. And what did Rabbi Natam do with the Ranz Kashe? The Ranz Kashe is a Murdike Kashe. Seite is Mushba Piyatzma. The Bach wants to say a Teretz as follows. The Bach wants to say that the Rabbi Natam, when the Rabbi Natam said, Mushba mi pi acherem needs Hashem, he did not mean if someone else is saying the Shvua, or if I'm saying the Shvua, that's not what he meant to say. He meant to say something else, Lagamri. There are certain Shvuas that can be forced on a person. There are certain Shvuas that you can't force me to swear. These are different sugim of shvuas. The Rabbi Natan said, Mushba pi acherim means that acherim can make you swear. That's a new type of a shvuah. All the type of shvuah, if I want to swear, I swear. If I don't want to swear, I don't swear. There's mushba pi acherim that a fellow keneged ritzoin chai can make you swear. That is shvuas haydes. That is saitim. So these unique types of shvuas. These shvuas need askolas Hashem. That's what the Rabbi Natan says. The lomd is how it works. If it's mushba piyatsmoy, so in omein achashvuas zicher. It's in lomd is it's kilo I swore. But it's a different type of. It's a forced shvua. It's a shvua I'm forced to make. And this shvua, the Rabbi Natan said, you need askolas Hashem. That is what the Bach and the Devir Cheskel want to end for the Rabbi Natan. One more mahalach to fam for the Rabbeinu Tam. The Netziv wants to say as follows. The Netziv wants to say that by Soite, what will be the din? The Rani Sakasha and the Rabbeinu Tam. Soite is mushbe piyatzmai, eino machishvua, kei mishvua mipibam, she's swearing, so it's mushbe piyatzmai. Frag the Netziv, what will be the din by a Soite? She'll come to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen wants to be Mashbiah. So she'll say to the Kohen, listen, hold it. I'm going to swear. I swear I wasn't Mizana. I swear I wasn't Mizana. Is that good? And that's the talk. The Torah said, Vishbiah Isa Kohen. That means there's a Seder how the Shvua has to come about. She can't swear herself. There's a Seder of Seder. Vishbiah Isa Kohen. Now, in that shvua, there's two chalokim. The shvua has to be said through the kohen, and she has to be mekabel the shvua with a nomin. But there's two parts. But that is an intricate chalik of soite that a kohen has to be meshbiyah. So in shvua soite, there's two chalokim. It's mushba mipi acherim or mushba mipi atzmoy. The shvua has to be said through Acherim, and that what she's mekabel the shvua is taka oina omein, kemoitzi shvua mipidomi. So, but this shvua has two chalokim in it. So, als the chalik of mushba mipi Acherim, you need askoras Hashem. That's what the Rabbi Natan said. So, these are two mahalchem, how to fanfer the Rabbi Natan. Al koponim, the Ran did not like this teretz. So we're back to the kasha. We have a gemara in Shvuas Haedis that says Shvuas Haedis needs Hashem. And the Ran had proven from our Mishnah that the Shvuas do not need Hashem. So how do these two things stem? And if we will not accept the Rabbi Natan's teretz that there is mushba pi acherim because it's not true, so it is mushba pi atzmoy, so we're in hot water. That's one kasha. But lefichoch, therefore, lo yaradeti l'soif datoi bozeh. means with all the understanding who the Rabbeinu Tam was, so the Ran answers, I don't understand it. That's chat. But I don't understand what he said. Now there's another kasha that they ask on the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, before we say the Ran, in order to understand the Ran's kasha, we have to be a little acquainted with the Gemara in Shvuos Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. And let's just say the Barais of Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and then we'll understand what is happening over here and what the Ran is saying. The Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, when it speaks about Shvuos Ha'edus, so the Mishnah says, let's learn the whole Mishnah, so we'll understand it later. Mashbiyani Aleichem, Mitzavani Aleichem, Oisrachem Ani, Erei Elu Chayov. These are three cases that a person, and the Gelono is the first case, Mashbiyani Aleichem, and Mashbiya you, you should come and say Eidus, Erei Elu Chayov. Bashamayim uva'oret. What if he says, I mashbiya you bashamayim va'oret, you should come and say Eidus. Re'elu p'tura. Shvu bashamayim va'oret is not a shvu. What if he said, ba'alev dalet, b'yutkei, b'shakai, b'tzvokais, b'chanun, b'rachum, b'erech apayim, b'rav chesed, u'b'chol ha'kinuyim, Arei Elu Chayov. That means he said, Dishem Atnus, he said, Bashem, you should come and say Eidus. Or he said, Bechol HaKinuyim. Chol HaKinuyim means Rachum, Chanum, these are not Shemus, these are Kinuyim. The Bnei Shalom is a Rachum, a Chanum. Arei Elu Chayov. So the Mishnah tells us four halachas. Mashbiyani Aleichem, I must be a you, you should come and say Eidus. That's the first halacha. Now, in this halacha, it doesn't say he said Hashem. Mashbiyani aleich. So, the chay, second case, Bashemayim va'oretz, Yepota. Third case, Aleph Dalet, Yechayiv, that's Shemus. And fourth case, Bechol HaKinuyim, you also chayiv. So we have four cases of chiyuv. Now, let us first see the Ran. But this is, from this Mishnah, there's a kasha and the Rabbeinu Tam. Vaitik shuvalo. The hosam mashmed afilu b'mushbe piyacherem leibo yishem. This nan hosam, mashbiyani aleichem, oisalchem ani, re'elu chayov. Now, the Gemara says, what is pshat in this Mishnah? Umasik abayir the hochi koma. Mashbiyani aleichem b'shvur. I mashbiyah you b'shvur. Alme beloshen shvue belchutzagi. So the first bob in the Mishnah that's speaking about shvue said is mashbiyani aleichem b'shvue. That's all what he said. So you see, afilu by shvue said is afilu by mushba b'yachirim. You don't need Hashem. So this is akasha of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says, you have to add a word to the Gemara. Mashbiya ani aleichem b'shem. He said Hashem there. Ain't there a mashmois haloshin? But the pashtus haloshin would seem that is all what he said. And according to the pashtus haloshin, so we have an often Gemara that says that the Shvuah Seidus does not need Hashem. So the whole Rabbeinu Tam is of Gifrei, according to the Pashtus HaGemara. Elo Ikron Shel Dvor. So now the Ran says, you want to know the real Teretz of the Kasha? Now before we say the real Teretz, let us just say this. But this is, we mentioned before, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hei Omed Aleph. Now there's a Baraisa and Daf Lamed Hei Omed Beis. The Beraise says as follows. The Sanye Rabchanine Bar Idi Oimer. Hoyel ba'omra toira hashba ba'alti shove kalo ba'alti kalo Mahi shova b'shem afloisi shova b'shem Makalo b'shem afloisi kalo b'shem. Rab Chanini Bar Idi said that just like when you mashbia, reisasoite, so it's b'shem, so alti shova, the Isurim is also b'shem. There's an Olo with Hashem, so the Isaloisakalul is also b'shem. Rab Chanini Bar Idi said, a shvua needs Hashem. This is a baraisa, b'shem Rab Chanini Bar Idi. And he learns out from Soite, because by Soite there was a hashbe, b'shem, there was a mekalo b'shem, olo, there was an olo b'shem. So whenever there's a shvua, you need Hashem. Wherever there's a klola, you need Hashem. So the Ran says as follows. The real teretz of the kasha is, aleikran shel dvorim, dahida mrinan de shvua sahidis bo yishem, abchanina beridi. This gemara that you learn out from Soit and you need Hashem, this is true. Abchanina beridi holds like that. The gomar olo olo misoit. Rab Chanini Bar Idi learns out from Soite, just like the Shvuah of Soite needs Hashem, all Shvuahs need Hashem, and you don't differentiate. Avo Rabbonon leiboi loy Shem veloy kinyi. But the Rabbonon are choylik on Rab Chanini Bar Idi, and they hold, you don't learn out from Soite. So Memele, Soite is a special din, but you don't learn out from Soite, so all Shvuahs do not need Hashem. That was the Mishnah Dachsama, he said. The Mishnah is Meshbiyani Aleichem, and the Gemara says Meshbiyani Aleichem Bishvue, that you don't need Hashem. You just say Meshbiyani Aleichem Bishvue. So it means our Mishnah, which he proved that you do not need Hashem. So now the Ran got stuck. Bechisnan Hosom Ubechola Kinuyim Arei Elu Chayodim. We mentioned before the Mishnah. The Mishnah says he was Mashbiya, Ba'alef, Dalid, B'yutke, B'shakai, B'tzvokesh, U'v'chol ha'kinuyim arei elu chayovim. Now, this Mishnah is a kasha on the status of the Ran. The Ran is just telling us, you don't need Hashem. And the Mishnah is elaborating, Ba'alef, Dalid, B'yutke, B'shakai, T'zvokesh, U'v'chol ha'kinuyim is good. Yechayim, so vayis tochoyis, you do need Hashem. Now the Mishnah is telling us you don't need from the Shemus, Shemim, the Mechokim. Afilokini is also good, but the Mishnah is saying Fakir the way the Ran is saying. Love the boy Shem Oikinoi. So he says, no, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. You don't need Hashem. You don't need a kinoi. Alo loyma. That what he says. Behold, kinoi marei lechayovim the mashbia bekinoi. Kimashbiya stam umahani, veloy kimashbiya b'shamayim v'oret tisnan hosom diptura. The Tana wants to tell us, in this Mishnah we had mentioned before, if a person swears b'shamayim v'oret shetovoyu v'tiduni, so it's nothing. Shamayim v'oret, even though shamayim v'oret is a creation of the Rabbi Nishlolim, but the shvua b'shamayim v'oret is not a shvua b'shem, so memele, it doesn't have a Torah Shvua. The Kinuyim, Rachum, Chanun, are Midas of the Rabbeinu Shalayla. These are the Yud Gimel Midas of the Rabbeinu Shalayla. But this is not Atzmusai, this is Amida of the Rabbeinu Shalayla. And the Gemara Esakashi, if you swear by Rachum, if you swear by Chanun, so Lav Shemus Ninu, so why are you Takechai? So the Gemara answers, b'mishahu rachum, b'mishahu chanum, that I'm swearing to, b'mi, that has this midah of rachum, b'mi that has this midah of chanum. So memele, so that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. When you say b'shamayim v'orez, you don't mean to say, I'm swearing b'misha boros ha'shamayim v'orez. Shamayim v'oretz is a bria of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and I say the shvua is b'shamayim v'oretz. So I make a shvua b'shamayim v'oretz, doesn't have a Torah shvua. When I say Berachum v'chanun, I mean, b'mishu rachum v'chanun. So, memele, mishu rachum v'chanun, so, that's why it's good. You don't need it. You don't need it. If you say shvua, you don't need it. If I don't mention shvua, I will need it. So, b'ashvul, the answers in shvua, this mission is speaking about two distinct cases. He said, mashbiyani aleichem b'shvua, shetavoy v'tiduri. He didn't mention the shem. Or he said, Bashem shetavoyu v'teiduni. So, because the Ran holds Hashem is also a shvua. So, Memele, the mission is telling us two things. You can make shvua say this in two ways on them. If you make a shvua, Bashem, if you make a shvua, Meshbiyani aleichem, that's gebaldik. I'm a shvua to say this. There's a second way how to make a shvua. By not mentioning the word shvua, by mentioning the Rabbeinu Shalom's name. Like the Ran brought down Mori Kula, the Ran brought down Lelekele Yisrael. So this Mishnah, the Ran in Shavuos says, is also speaking about, if I said, B'yut Keisha Tavoy V'teiduni. So I'm being Mashbiyim with Hashem. So the Mishnah is telling us, Yud Kei is good, Aleph Dalet is good, Kinuyim is good, Shemayim Porot is no good. Ba'al Koponim, that's what the Ran wants to say. Hello. So the Ran said a teretz on the kasha he had asked. He says a teretz that lemaisem his teretz is that lemaisem you don't need a shem in that gemara that says you learn up and say you need a shem. This is shitas Rav Chanina bar Ida. Elo sha'arayvet zaloma, the rayvet made a pshoret. The leinyan malkis ein eloike elo baskores Hashem. The kule lavi de shvui shem tzibu, leisis Hashem Hashem, vashok, leisishovu bishmi, vashoke. Avalinyan isure beloi shem nami ise. The rayvet made a pshoret. The malkis of leisisa, the malkis of leisishovu, you need Hashem. But an Isser is without Hashem. And I'd like to say for one minute, I'm going to be here for my Pesach Mikabrin. It says, I'm going to keep Shata on this right. When a person says, Shvue, Sheloi Oichal Kikilzer. He made a Shvue, I will not eat this Kikil. So this person created an Isser on the Kikil. It's an Isser on this Kikil. He said it, Leslie Sanavshal Yachad Volke, Chola Yetzimipiv Yasa. There, so you made an Issa. You're not allowed to eat the Kikil. Because I made an Issa Shua on it. Now, there's one more thing. When, just like by a Shua L'Sha'ova, when a person swears, he's swearing, I ate Bosa yesterday. And he's saying a lie. What is the Issa? He's not over any Yisurim. He was Meshaker Bishvuosa. He said, it's Shvu Sheker. He's saying, I swear I ate yesterday Bosa, and he didn't eat Bosa. That's a Shvu Sheker. Every Shvu Lahabo, I'm also Meshaker in the Shvu. That means like this. When I said, Shvu Shaloi Oichel Bosa, Shvu Bashem Shaloi Oichel Bosa, I said, just like the Rebbeinu Shlom is Emes, I'm telling you I won't eat Bosa. I'm saying a statement, I won't eat bosa. That when I eat bosa, I'm meshaker in the shvua. I'm making the shvua sheker by eating bosa. So when a person eats bosa, he's over the two distinct aveyas. Number one, when a person makes a shvua not to eat bosa, there's an iser achile. That's one thing. Lesser iser al nafshoi. Bishvua, you can also with a shvua. So I'm not allowed to eat bosa. So if he eats bosa, he's even this. This is a shvua. You don't need Hashem. That's our Mishnah. Kol kinyu shvuis ki shvuis. You don't need Hashem. A kinyu is enough. Shvua is enough. You don't need Hashem. But there's another iser in a shvua. When I said a statement shvua shlei oichel bosa, I'm saying a statement b'shem Hashem and asidus that I will not eat bosa. And later, if I eat bosa, I'm making that statement a shaker, like a shaker. I'm a shaker in the shvuah. I made that shvua sheker by eating boso. That aveira, the Rebbe says that's after he said the shem Hashem. The Easter is like Shishavu Bishmila Shoka. I didn't say the shame Hashem, I won't get Malchus with that laugh. I won't get Malchus with Lysisa Shem Hashem Alakecha Lashok if I wasn't masculine the shame Hashem. That's the Raimitz Malach. Now we hear the Mishnah further on Neziris Kenezirus. Kloima. Shaima Hareini Nozik Poziach. This is again not a Loshin Gomel, this is a Kinui. Ka'ima ha'reini nozo. This is equivalent to a person that said ha'reini nozo. Ha'ima la'chaveiroi mudrani mincho. Meforish b'gmore da'haynu yodos. Now, the second bov of the Mishnah is speaking about yodos. U'meforshin nami da'hochik toli. Mudrani mincho. I'm mudr from you, sha'ani oicholoch. From what I'll eat from you, I'm mudr from eating. I medrani mimcha shani toim lo, v'chei mefrushani, mechukani, v'havu yodais, and this is called yodais nedor. Mishim d'lai masik d'burei l'meima kekobin, inamid l'ay omar isure behedye. Now the Ran over here is saying amir de kazah, which is what we had learned yesterday. The Ran said yesterday there are two ikrei nedorim. There's one nether of kikir zeh osor alai. That's an ikir nether. There's another ikir nether of a tfosa. Kikir zeh koinom. Kikir zeh kolben. There's two types of nedorim. But that's the only way I can make a nether. That's the ikir nether. Kikir zeh osor alai. I said, I'm answering it. Kikir zeh kolben. I'm moishich and iser and the kikir. Now, if I said, I'm mufresh mimash ani oicholoch, so I'm beating around the bush. I'm saying, I'm mufresh from eating from you. But did you say the kikah should be yosel? No. Did you say the kikah should be like a koinom? No. That means the ikah point you missed. You're talking about, I won't be eating by you. We understand your intent. It's not stamos that you're giving me a message. No, you want to talk and make mutrani mimcho. I'm ruchik, I'm mudr from you. He's speaking about the results which will occur from the nether. I'm speaking about what the nether is all about. Mimcho. Shani oichaloch. The nether is about midi dechile. It's midi detim. I'm saying what the nether is about. I'm speaking about the end result of the nether. I'll be mufrish. Everything I said. But the key word I missed, I didn't say that achiloscha lai koinam, I didn't say achiloscha lai osa, the key word I missed, this is yodais nedor. So that's why, that is what the Ran is saying over here. We had mentioned before there are two ikre nedorim, either you say osa or you make hatfosa, and both of these were not said over here. That's why this is called yodais nedorim. Shani oichel v'shani toyim, is the garsi hochi b'lo yud, v'is the garsi sha'eni b'yud. V'drani micho sha'eni oicheloch, which is very problematic, that's a loshin gavre, and we'll see that's problematic. He's boy b'gmore b'siyate d'shmai. Now, let us see the gemara. Kol kinuye nedorim k'nedorim. Our Mishnah, we're learning Masechtas Nedorim, but Afal Pikein, our Mishnah is speaking about Kinuyim in other cases also. Kinuye Charomim, Kinuye Shvuyis, Kinuye Nezires. Our Mishnah is very inclusive. Maishna, Gabi Nozer, Deloiktoni Lu Lekulu. Why is it, the beginning of Masechtas Nozer, it says, Kol Kinuye Nozer Kinoz. Finished, and then we go right to Yodis Naziris. We don't elaborate, we don't include all cases that Kinuyim is also. We're speaking, we're learning Mesechtas Nozer, Kinuyim Nozer, Kinozer. Is Maishna Gabi Nozer like Toni Lulakulu, or Maishna Gabi Nedorim like Toni Lulakulu, and by Nedorim we say all the cases where Nedorim, where Kinuyim apply. So the Gemara answers, Mishum Denether Ushvu Eksibi Gabi Hadodi, Because in the Torah, when the Torah speaks about Nedorim, the Torah speaks about Shavuos also. So Mamela, when the Tana wanted to speak about Nedorim, so he followed the Darkei Shel Torah, so he wanted to speak about Shavuos also. So when he wanted to tell us Aloch of Kinuyei Nedorim, he also wanted to include Kinuyei Shavuos. It's Toni Tartim. So he said two cases. But given the Toni Tartim, so since we're going overboard already. We're speaking about halachas which are not negeya amasechta, and he felt obligated to do it because since he's talking about nedarim, he felt obligated to speak about shvuas also. Is vekiven the toni taltin toni lukulos? He said already charamim nazire shvuas etc. Masha'in came the mishnah in nozer. We're talking about masechtas nozer. So all he had to tell us is kinuyei neziris ken neziris, and finish, you don't elaborate. Let us see the Ran. Maishna gabi nedorim detoni kulon, kloima, ve'ilu b'meseches nozer, loitone elo kol kinuyei neziris ken neziris. Why over here did we say everything, and why in Mesechtes Nozer we only mentioned one? Neder Shvuah Ksivi Gabi Yadodi Dersiv Ki Yider Neder Lashem Oy Hishav Shvuah. Fine. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Yeah. The listening, so the mail it comes out. If someone will ask us, why does our Mishnah speak about other inyanim besides Nedarim? So the Teretz is because he had to talk about Shavuos, so Mamela, he included all cases. So the culprit, the reason why we're speaking about all inyanim is because of Shavuos. Frek the Gemara, the listening kini shvuis boss on the dorim. So that should be the Seder. Say kini dorim kini dorim kini shvuis kini shvuis. And now since I'm speaking about shvuis, kini nezirus, kini charomim. Zok de gemore. Haide de toni nedorim de mitzah chavtzalei. Since nedorim is an isa chavtzah, so next to Nedorim, he put Charomim, which is also Nisa Chefze. Lafuki Shvue, the Kosar Nafshei Min Chefze. Shvue is not a Nisa Chefze. Shvue is a Nisa Gavre. He's offering himself from the Chefetz. So Memele, so therefore he did not want to combine Shvue with Nedorim, because Shvuah is not similar to Nedorim, in that this is Anisa Chetz, or this is Anisa Gav. Now, we had mentioned yesterday, that we learned the Ran yesterday, the Ran says, Charomim Kacharomim. So the Ran says, what does Charomim Kacharomim mean? It's not speaking about Charme Gavoya, because that belongs inside the Kochim, that doesn't belong inside the Noshim. Charomim kecharomim is speaking about nidrei isa, and the Ran said, just like I can ask something by saying koinem kikaze alai, I can say hareini olecha chere. It's also a lotion of nidrei isa. That's why charomim is brought down in our Mishnah. We're not speaking about charmi govoy. Frekte Yisrael, frekte el godel akashe. So I bezei. This Gemara is Pilei Ployim. Our Gemara is trying to figure out why Charomim is next to Nedorim. So the Gemara says, Absalom this is just like, this is an Isa Chepze, this is a Chepze, and Shvu is a Gavre, so therefore we put all the Chepzes together. Please, Charomim is an Isa Nedor. This is another nether. He said, this is the one way you can make a nether by saying, Kikolai Koinom, that's Kinuyei Nedorim. You can make a nether by saying, Areini Olecho Cheirem, that's another way. But this is Nedorim. You have to bend over backwards to explain why Charomim comes before Shavuos. Charomim and Nedorim are one and the same, according to the Ran. tamoyridike kashe. The Eir Godel says a teretz which is unclear. Perhaps he is saying what I want to tell over now. Could be this is oimik kavanosei. The Eir Godel says, afilo according to the Ram, charomim ke charomim means charme gavoya. Means charme gavoya. I can make acherem gavoya by saying cherek cherek. That's pshat in the Mishnah. That's pshat in the Mishnah. No, what is pshat? That's mir, and that's Emerson, when let's just translate. Hareini olecho cherem. What does that mean? So the Ran says further, Hareini Alecha is kakchel me gavoya. That's the tight. But it is, just kikas are like kolben, doesn't mean kolben, but it means that kikas should have yisurei kolben. Hareini Alecha cherem means that there should be yisurei cherem, just like Dala teva no from a cherem, cherem is better kabai, Dala teva no from me, etc. But the word cherem means chel me gavoya. Dachsach mir, that the Eir Godel means the emphadaran as follows. The Mishnah starts off kol kinuye nedorim kinedorim, which means that I can make a neder with a kinuy, which means you don't need a loshen gomu. A halfway loshen is also good. That's a chiddush in hilchis nedorim. Now, can I make a shvue with a halfway loshen? The Tana comes to tell us, kinuye shvuyis ki shvuyis. Can I make naziris with a kinuy? Kinuye naziris ki naziris. Every sug b'fnei atzmoi needs, to tell us that kinuyim, wherever you need a loshen, you have to tell us kinuyim helps by nedorim, kinuyim helps by naziris, kinuyim helps by shvuyis. In one more nikuda before we come to the Ram, the Yerushalmi on our Mishnah, when the Yerushalmi explains the Mishnah, that what? That kinuyin edorim kinedorim, the Yerushalmi brings yider neder. That's marba kinuyin edorim kinedorim. How do you know kinuyin charomim kecharomim? So the Yerushalmi brings a posik that a person, by cheirem bedik abayis, it says there it says a kefal aloshin, from there we know that by kinuy charam and kecharam. So we see klar from the Yerushalmi that kinuy charam is speaking about chelmi gavoya. Dachsach mir, pshat in the Ran is as follows. First the Mishnah said, in hilchis loshen of nedorim, kinuy nedorim kinedorim. Kinuyim is sufficient. Now the second halach in the Mishnah is telling us, in hilchis chelmi gavoya, kinuyim is sufficient. Cheirek is also good. Cheirek, make cheirek. Now, let us imagine for 1 minute there wouldn't be a din of kinuye nedorim kinedorim. There wouldn't be such a din. But by charme gavoya, you kinuye charomim kecharomim. And if I'll say, hareini olecho cheirek, will he be also yes or no? So it could be that is what our Mishnah is telling us. Our Mishnah is telling us, since la halacha, that by chalme gavoya, cheirek is also good. So if I'll say in the dorim, besides dal the halacha, that by nedorim kinuyim helps. But since by charomim kinuyim helps, so cheirek is a loshen cheirek, and cheirek is a loshen cheirem, in hilchis chalme gavoya. So if I want to ask myself on you, and I'll say a loshen cheirek, so if it's good enough for chalmi gavoy, automatically you'll be also. Without the first chiddush of kinuye nedorim kinedorim. So that is what the Mishnah is saying. But the Mishnah is not telling us hilchis chalmi gavoya, because that's the gay I say the kotchim. It's telling us hilchis nedorim by telling us that by chalmi gavoya, kinuye charomim kecharom. Perhaps that is pshat in what the Eir Godel emphasizes the Ram. So, Mamela, we have to say that Aidi, just like we're speaking about, just like Nedorim is Nisachevtse, Kecharom is also Nisachevtse. Aide, now let us see the Ram. Aide de ton in the dorm de mitzah hefts olay. Kloima sha'oisa akika olof, va'oima achilas kika ze olay. Vafuki shvue da osa nafshe min hefze, kloima sha'oima shvue shloi eichel kika ze. Now, I'd like to say one nekud over here, which I think which is very yesidistic. I once heard from my shvoger, Moshe Hess, he told me, whenever a Rishon says kloima, what is pshat in this kloima? The kloima means that the Rishon had a problem. That if you look at the lotion of the Gemara, so it would seem that the Gemara is saying this. No, you have to take it with a grain of salt. This is not what the Gemara is saying. Kloima, the Gemara means to say something else. This is pshat. That means you have to add a grain of salt to what the Gemara is saying. Don't take the Gemara face value. Now, what is the Ran saying over here? We'll see this more of the Gezachan over here. When we learned the Gemara said, why did he not combine Shvuas to Nedorim? So the Gemara says as follows, Aidi the ton in the dorm the mitzah hefze, ton echaromim, the mitzah hefze, lafuki shvu is the kosa nafshim in hefze. So when we learn the Gemara, we would understand the Gemara. The Gemara is telling us there's two types of Isurim. There's two sugim of Isurim. There's an Isur Gavre, and there's an Isur Hefze. The two types of Isurim. The Ran says, the Gemara Kloima, the Gemara is not talking about two types of Isurim. The Gemara is speaking about two Eifanim, how to create the Isurim. The Gemara is speaking about the Lashonis, which have to be used by a Neder, and the Lashonis, which have to be used by Shvuah. The Gemara is not speaking about what a Shvuah is, and what a Neder is. The Gemara is speaking about how one makes a nether, how one makes a shvuah. That is what the Gemara is speaking about. Now let us see the Loshon HaRan again. I did it on in the dorm the mitzah chepzah lay, kloima, sha'oyser ha'kika olav, he asks the kika, v'oymer, and he says, achilas kika ze olai. La'fuki shvu'ed osel navshi min chepze, kloima. Don't, that shvu'ed an isagav, this is a chepze. Sha'oymer, shvu'ed shaloi oichel kika ze. When the Ran learned pshat na'gemore, and perhaps, let us say, a poshet, the reason why the Ran said this. The Mishnah is speaking about how do you make a nether. You can make it with a kinui. You can make it with a yad. Our Gemara is not speaking about nidorim, about the halos nidorim. Our Gemara is speaking about the procedure, the process, how you make a nether. You can make it with a kinui, you can make it with a yad. So our Gemara, the Mishnah is also speaking about the loshing that should be used when you make the nether. The loshing that should be used when you make the shvur. When you make the shvur, you should speak loshing gavre. When you make the nether, you should speak loshing chavze. The Mishnah is telling us Hilchis Loshin. That's what our mission is. Our mission is telling us Hilchis Loshin. How a nether should be made. How a shvuah should be made. So therefore the Tana wanted to stack up Hilchis Loshin. When you make Nedorim and Charomim, you speak about the Chavtze. When you make shvuahs, you speak about the Gavre. You say to one. And Agavucha will see that when the Ran brought down the posik that shvue nedorim ksive by yedodi, the ksive ki yider neder l'shem ha'yishov ha'shvue. The posik is also speaking about the process of making the neder. The posik is not speaking about the chalois neder. When a person makes a neder or makes a shvue, ki yider neder or yishov ha'shvue, in the makings of the neder, the Torah combines shvue to nedorim. So therefore, after the two kloimals that our Gemara is telling us, the lashon that is necessary in order to make a neder, the lashon that is proper to make a shvuah, umeho mashme, so from here we can derive, dein shvuah b'lashon neder, v'loy neder b'lashon shvuah. So memele, now he built a halacha from his klima. If the Mishnah is telling us hilchus lashon, and Charamim and the Dorim have their unique lashon, and Shavuos have their unique lashon. So therefore, la halacha, the ain shvuah b'lashon neder, if a person will say a shvuah with a lashon on the chetze, or say a neder b'lashon shvuah with a gavre, so it's not chal, because these are hilchus loshen. That's what our mission is telling us, hilchus loshen. So now, we just derive halacha from our gemara. We learned further about Aise. Eise isa ha'omo b'toyre. Now, this is speaking about Hatfoset. Horei alai shloi oichel boso kiyoim shemeis boi oviv. Now, let me just explain what this Barais is speaking about, and then we'll go further. The Barais is speaking about like this. This person wanted to ask a boso. But instead of saying boso ze osor alai, he did it through Hatfoset. That means, yoim shemeis boi oviv, he made a neder he won't eat boso. That was Yom Shemeis B'Yotav. Today is, I'm going to say, Zaytiketot. Harei alai shaloi oichel boso, ki Yom Shemeis B'Yotav. So now, he's saying that boso today should be like boso sheyom b'meis b'yotav. Yom Shemeis B'Yotav, he made a neder on that boso. So he's matfis this boso, today's boso, with the boss of Yom Shemeis Bayovit, but he says, Arei Olai Shaloi Oichal, he says, Aloshin Gabre. If he would say, Bosser Ze Osser Olai, Ke Bosser Shemeis Bayovit, ooh, that's Gewaldig. Das is Gerecht. That's the proper Loshin. But he says, Arei Olai Shaloi Oichal Bosser, I will need Bosser. That's Issa Gabre. So we have here Hatfosa bin Nedorin with an Issa Gabre. This does not stem with our Gemara. That's the Ran's kasha. The Sanya bePirkei Neizi Yisroma b'Torah Reila Shloichel Bosa Alma Yesh Neder B'Loshen Shvuah. Da Shelo Yoichel Koma. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. B'Perik Shvuah Shtayim Basra Nami Mashmi D'Yesh Shvuah B'Loshen Neder. You can say Shvuah B'Loshen Neder. Damrinen Hosam. But Omer, he said, Achila Mishtayim, the eating of these two kikris, Olai Shvuah. These two kikris should be also Olai B'Shvuah. Shema Shemaim, that's a Nisachetze. But Ohai Lishne Dinederu, V'Koma Leika B'Shvuah. Alme Mahani. So Memele, the Ran was Machiah from Argen Moreh. That a Neder and a Shvuah have, each one has their distinct laws and how to make them. And all of a sudden, we see the Shvuas, and we see in the Vayter Nedorim that they're interchangeable. You can use a Loshen Shvuah by Nedorim, a Loshen Nedorim by Shvuas. And this Kasha, this two Mahalcha. Yesh Loim, Teretz number one, Tahani Lishni Lab Bedavke Nokitlu. These Lashainis are Lab Davke. You don't have to, you cannot build from these Lashainis. They are not correct Lashainis. Now who they say isa ha'oma b'toyre? Loi osa elo lashminin, derech isa al yedei hatfosa. Umishim hochi loi dok belishne. So first the Ran wants to explain why wasn't the Tana careful. So he says the Tana wasn't careful because between you and me, these middle words are bechlal unnecessary. That means what he's really saying is bosozu, Kibaso Shemeis Bayovit. That's what he's really saying. He's making Hatfose. Now, Hatfose ze koze, if I say kikir ze koze, I don't have to say one word, chile, hano, I said a mouthful. Kika ze, koze. And that's atfosa. Whatever is anze is nimshach anze. So memele, between you and me zok teran. What is he saying over there? Arei alai boso, ki boso shemeis boyob. So I'm saying ze koze. So the middle words, what he is saying, are bechlal not necessary to be said. Therefore, since it's not necessary to be said, so maybe the Tana wasn't medayik. That means if the Baraisa would be telling us how one should make the neder, so then the Tana wouldn't be careless. But since these words bechlal are unnecessary, but you know, I'll tell you the reason why the Tana said it. The Baraisa will say, "Hare boso ze kibosla shemeis vogel." I don't know what we're talking about. I mean, I would know the whole story. So here's to say, shloyoichel boso. So you have to understand that when the father died, he made a neder not eat boso. I mean, we have to understand the story. So the Tana injected in his lashon shloyoichel boso. So we should know what with kiyoy shemeis bayovik. So we'll know the story. So this statement was injected into the divrei hanoida, not because the noida has to say this, not that this is the oif and how it should be said, but that we should know what we're talking about, so the Tana injected it. But since it's not meikre aloshin, so the Tana wasn't careful, so he didn't write down how it should be said, because b'chlal you don't have to say it. That's why the Tana was not medactic. The afal pikein zokteran, he says something else. But if it was said the way it was said, attacker wouldn't be good. That means even though Hatfosa would be good, but Hatfosa is only good if you don't mess it up. If you're going to say a Loshin Gavre, it can be Mekalkul Hatfosa also. So the Ran is saying, the Tana wasn't careful because the Loshin isn't necessary Bechlal to say. But Lebaisa, the nether will only be chal if it's said properly. If it won't be said properly, the nether won't be chal. That takes care of the Gemara Nedor. Bahi nami domrino. Now, we had a kasha from the Gemara Shvuah. Sachila mishteyem alai Shvuah. It's also lav davke. The oma bahai lishn. It's also a not meduik the galoshin. El the oma Shvuah shloyei chushteyem. He zichre said another loshin. Ela dahosom aidi daoma leelminei ba'oyma achila mishteyem alai koinom. There is a hemshech before he was talking about kinomis, and there he said such a loshen achila mishteyem alai koinom. The hulish nedavke the neder, that's like a loshen of neder. Amanami achila mishteyem alai shvue v'lav davke. V'chein das Rabbeinu Chananel zal. So he brings Gedoyle Orishainim, which say that lahaloche, there are hilchis loshen, how a neder and a shvua have to be said, and if he made a cocktail, if he mixed them up, it's not a good neder, not a good loshen, and the mekir is our gemara with a kloima. That's pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara is not stamazay telling us things. Our Gemara is telling us that is Mesada Charomim next to Nedorim was telling us that the Loshin of Nedorim and the Loshin of Charomim are unique, and that's how it has to be said. The Loshin of Shvu is unique. That is these Rishayim. Then he goes further. Ubi Rishalmi Iflik Bahaidin. He says, now this Shaila alone, is the Loshin Ma'akid, or is the Loshin not Ma'akid, is a Machlekas in Yerushalmi. Damrin and Hosam, the Gemara says in Yerushalmi, the Rab Yudin, the Rebbe, the Rab Munesovri, ein Neder, the Loshin Shvue, the Ein Shvue, the Loshin Neder. And that is these Rishainim. That's a Kelt, you cannot make a cocktail, you can't mix up the Rishainis. The Rabbi Yosi Poligolai, Rabbi Yosi doesn't matter. Umashme, the kind belong, kerabim. So we have here three Amiroim that said it's no good, and one says it is good, some it's not good. Abo, Haramban zal kosa behilchis nidorim shaloi. The Ramban is choylik. The Ramban says, the leke lishibushe hanech sugye. That means that this two starke richoches, that you can make a neder beloshen shvu, you can make a shvu beloshen neder. And Stamazoy to say, the Gemara wasn't medayik. We don't have a greater places to say such a thing. Ein l'deleke l'shibushe ha'nesugi u'lemeime d'leidayki b'lishnai. Need greater places to say such a thing. If it says such a loshen, is a raya, such a loshen is good. Elavadai. So from there we see neder sh'omru b'loshen shvu. If it says over there such a loshen, it's good. Miu, loy mi ikel neder b'ikel shvua, but it doesn't work as ikel neder or ikel shvua. Damrinim besugin the neder shvuin loy shovin b'lishnayu. That means he also learned like the Ran. Our mission is telling us what the loshen of neder is. The loshen of neder is to say an isegavre. The loshen of shvue, the loshen of say nisachev, the loshen of shvue to say nisegavre. Our Gemara is telling us l'shoynis of nedorim and l'shoynis of shvues. If a person made a cocktail and he mixed up the l'shoynis, so this is not a ikel neder because it was not said properly. Elo midin yodis of the mahani, but it's not worse than yodis. The neder sha'omru b'loshen shvue. If I said boser zeh, should be like boser shem shemeis b'yovet. Given the piv v'liboy shovim lesser b'neder, I want to make a neder. I have intent to make a neder. Al atzmoi af al pishloi omroi b'loshen medugdik. He did not say a medugdik the koloshen. He's not a lamdan. He's not a briske. He doesn't know. He said, he's saying, harei alai shaloi oichel kikil zeh kozeh. So he doesn't know that. He shouldn't say shaloi oichel. That's kadre. This is chetze. He doesn't know that. But he's saying that he wants to make a koina. He's saying he asked bachila, but he's not saying it properly. Yeah. Shalei amru b'loshin medugdik, yad miyahave. So it's a yad. What is the chiddush of yodis of Teram? The chiddush of yodis is that you don't have to say the proper loshin b'chol ploter v'diktukel. If you say a mitzvah loshin, and from what you say, I can figure out what your intent is, so that's also sufficient. So memele, וכן בשבוע, שאומר שבוע כי כזה אולי, כיוון שפיף וליבו ישוב ומלסך לא עושה מכי כזה בשבוע, מה אני מדיניות? אבל זה בסוג ינדוח ובעיקה לא שנת ובעיקה לא שנשבוע אירינה. So the Ramban says as follows. The Ramban in Yesod is made to the Ran. Our Gemara is telling us the proper lishoinis that should be said for the Dorim and Shvuits. By Nedorim, you have to speak about the Chavtza, by Shavuos, you have to speak about the Gavra. That's proper Loshen. I have Rayas that if the Neder was said not properly, if the Shavu was said not properly, it's also us. I have Rayas. So it's no stira to our Gemara, because we have a Loch of Yodais. The Loch of Yodais is, from what he said. If from what he said, I can understand his intent, she doesn't have to say more. That's a din yodais nedorim ki nedorim. That's a din of yodais. So it won't be mekalkel. That means he doesn't have, when he says a loshen chefze by shvua, it doesn't mean to say he doesn't want to make a shvua. He wants to make a shvua. He's not a lamdan, so he doesn't know the mechanics of a shvua. But Al-Kopadi doesn't know the proper loshen how to make a shvus. He doesn't know, so finished. But Al-Koponim loigora miyodis. That's loigora miyodis. So here we have Amoyridika Machlikas Arishayim. The Rach and the Megash, the Rashba hold that this loshen is mekalkel. A loshen garua is mekalkel. Not that you don't know. If you don't say, that's good. A yad means, if I said, kikazel alai, he didn't finish kikol. So you didn't say enough. If you don't say enough, so you said a little bit on the goimrim tvoro. You understand what you, but if you said too much, He said a lashon mekulkel. You get a short circuit. I'm saying a shvuah and a isachetz. It doesn't work like that. A lashon geruah is mekulkel the whole thing you want to make. That's what they hold. And the Ramban holds, no, there's a proper lashon. And that's what our Gemara is telling us. But Lamaise, these dinim will help out the others if he said it not properly. Like God and the others. Lulei de Mistafine. I don't know if I once saw this halacha, it's just a fantasy. But if I once saw this, then perhaps we could be mamtik a little what the Ramban is saying. I heard a shtikol ha'ora on the Ramban. The Ramban says as follows. Our Gemara is telling us the proper lashonis. That's the Iker Neder, that's the Iker Shvur, this is the proper Lashonis. The Brais is telling us, but in Halacha, you don't need the proper Lashonis. Now, so I hear the Shtikal, so why do you have to know the proper Lashonis? I mean, Lamai Nafkemine, Lamai Seh, if I say it, the other, if I mix it up, it's also good. I mean, so this is a Iker Neder, this is a Yadla Neder, oh, but Vinishvi, it works. A Yadla Neder is also, an Iker Neder is also. So why do I have to know all these things? The proper lotion is like this. What do I get from saying a proper lotion? There's a difference, a proper lotion, if everything helps. So what are these two in Yonim? There's a Ika lotion, and there's a Yad. I think I once saw, could be I'm making a mistake, but I think I once saw someplace, which I can't recall. There's a din of, let's give an example. And if this is true, so we have a moiridik and nafkemine in what the Ramban is saying. There's a din of atfose. The din of atfose is ish ki yider neder at she yider bedover hanoda, which means that if a person made a neder and kika base, and he made a week ago, now he'll say kika aleph ki kika base. So that's atfose. That's good. If he made a neder. What if he made Kika Beis was not assered with a neder? Kika Beis was assered with a yad l'neder. He didn't make a confession neder on Kika Beis. He said, on Kika Beis and Kika ze osa. Kika ze olai. He didn't say Kiko. So, dachstachmer, I once saw, yodis nedorim means that just like when you make a neder, it's osa. When you make a yad, it's kinedorim, it's also osa, but it's not a neder. It has isurei nedorim, but it's not a neder. L'may nafkemine? By hatfase, the achi yidr bedovor hanodu. There you have to be matris nadovor, I made a neder. A yad, I make a neder? Oh no, a neder has l'shoinis. There's a proper way to make a neder. Yodais nedorim kinedorim. That means just like a neder creates a nisa, a yad also creates a nisa. But it's not a neder. It's not, that doesn't say yodis nedorim, hein nedorim, yodis nedorim can accomplish just what a neder is. But there are certain places you need a neder mamish. So memele in kainim anachnu, so now we appreciate that this taketu sugyis. Our sugi is not some of the telling us halachas which are not negei lemaisa. Our Gemara is telling us the loshin of nedorin. Our Gemara is telling us the loshin of shvuas. Shvuas need such a loshin, then it's called a shvuah. Could be with a yad, it's called the isuri shvuah, but it's not a shvuah. It could be there's not kaminis also. And neder is dafke we said this loshin gavur shvuz we said dafke neder is loshin chavs and shvuz loshin gavur. So then it's moiridik. So our Gemara is telling us how one can make a neder. The Barais is telling us that it's also if he said he made a cocktail and he said a mehupet techelosh it'll be also. That's what the Barais is telling us hilchas isurim it's also. But it's not a neder, and it's not called a dover nodder, and it's not called a dover hamushbe. That could be, I don't know if this is true, but could be, that would be, then we'd really appreciate what the Ramban is saying. Now, before we learn the next Gemara, I'd like to learn the Rosh. And we will see, Dachsachmir, the Rosh learned our Gemara completely differently. The Ran learned our Gemara is teaching us Hilchis Losh. That's why he said a few times, Kloima, Kloima. The Rosh learned our Gemara Kipshutoi. The Dorim is A Isa Chetze, Shvu is A Isa Gavre, Chromim is A Isa Chetze. The Rosh on the Omid. The Rosh on the Perish Rosh. Zok the Rosh. Mishum de neder ushvue ksibi gabi adodi. Now look the posik that he brings. Kol neder v'chol shvu asisa. Not the Rav's posik of making a neder. He brings the posik kol neder v'chol shvu asisa. He's talking about the chalais not chalais shvu. The dorim midi de mitzah hefzalai. The isel neder hu shematvisei bedobar anodah v'nesa kamoy. V'chein charom ikon v'forosh masnisa. Now the Rosh asks a very pertinent kasha. What's with Nozer? Nozer, what does it say? Let us explain the kasha. The Tane, according to the Rosh, we'll see, the Tane was Mesada, the different Sugi Isur. There's Isurei Chepse, that's the Dorim and Charomim. Is Isurei Gavre Shvuas. Now, let us ask a pertinent question. What is Naziris? Now, if we'll learn Chumash, so the Pasuk says that Naziris is a neder. Ish ki yider neder nozir lahazir lashem. So, between you and me, Naziris is a neder. Now, let me just mention something, what is pshat in the Rosh's Kasha. In what the Rosh held in the Kasha, the Rajban, the Tshuva, and the Ritva hold lefi Yarmus. What is Pshat Anozer? The Rajbe and the Ritva hold Anozer is, he's making a neder on Yayin. That's a type neder nozer. Yayin is also Olo. That's a type neder nozer. He's answering all the things that a nozer is also, it's a nether nozer. So the yayin is also. That means I could be matfis, zek or zek. Al koponim, the yayin is mutter. Im keinem anachnu, so we have a moire dike kashe. So nozer should have been together with charomim. He put nozer after shvuis. Shvuish ke shvuish and Naziris ke Naziris. So that's a pillar de kikash. Zok de Rosh. Now we'll look at the Rosh. Now, afalpi sheneser biayin. So lochoire, neder nozer should be, risa chefse. Eino in neser hayayin ol. No, it's not pshat as a risa chefse on the yayin. Ele begufoi toli ha Naziris. What is the Rosh answering? So there's a Moiradike Marit in Tshuva Nun Gimel that says Pshat in this Rosh. The Marit says, when a person says Hareini Nozer, he is not talking about Isurin. He's Mekadish himself. Kodosh Yir. Hareini Nozer. I want to be a Kodosh. I want to be a Muvdo. I want to be a Mufrish. I want to be a Baal Madrege. So the Torah said, you're Baal Madrege. You're not allowed to drink wine. You're not allowed to be Metamel Amesim. Zuck the Marit, just like a coin is not allowed to be Metamel Amesim. That's Kedushas Kuhune. Kodesh Yi, Anozer is also Kodesh. Nezer alakov aroishoi. A Kodesh doesn't drink wine. A Kodesh is not metamol emesim. So memele, so the iser an yain is an iser gavre. Just like a yid is not allowed to eat nevele. That's iser chetze. Nevele is an iser gavre. I'm not allowed to eat nevele. I'm not allowed to drink wine. So memele, so the Rosh answers, the Rosh answers that, sure, the Tan is Masadi Surichepsi Surigavre, Nozir Ziranis Agavre. That's how the Loshna Rosh, Arainin, Shaima, Hare, Begufoi Toli Hanaziris. The Isurim Atoli, what he is. Shaima Arainin Nozir. He says, I'm a Nozir, and he becomes a Kodish. That is Pshat in this Rosh. Now, one more Nikude. The Ram did not bear an eyelash on this kashe. This is an offer nekashe. This is an offer nekashe. And I'll tell you, later we'll see in the sugya that the Ram held taka like the Rashba, that Nozir is an isechefze. Nozir, that the Yain is also Rolo. As they might say, Shpeta from the Ram. So if Nozir is a chefze, what the Ram gedacht, Marish Eilam is ein, and the Ram macht nicht ein Wort, he doesn't talk about it. He ignores the kashe. You know why? Because the Rani had a different Gemara. Agama is not speaking what type of Isurim there are. Agama is speaking of what type of Lashonis one should say. The Lashon Hareini Nozir, the Lashon is speaking about myself. The Lashon is an Issa Gavre. The Lashon is a fine Mechutin with Shvuis. So therefore the Chtane put Nozir next to Shvuis. Because the Rani and Pshat by Gemara that the Gemara is speaking about the Lashonis, how it should be said. So Memela should be said, Belosh and Gavra, Hareini Nozir, just like he says, Shvur Shaloy Eichel. Charamim in the Dorim, I said differently, they said, Kikas are like golden, they said that the Dovah Zacherim. So Memela, that's why the Ram did not have a problem whatsoever. The Rosh who learned that our Sugi is speaking about the Sugim of Isurim, this is a Chepsa, this is a Gavra. The Rosh had a problem. So the Rosh had to be mechadish that Nozir is not an Issa Chefze, Nozir is a Teiradike Issa.